Cape Talk.
Cape Talk. The Open Line.
Call 021-446-0567.
021-446-0567. Don't worry, we'll be posting an after picture on our social media in a short while, Zuki. I feel very treated. I feel very pampered. And it's the first time that I have had my hair done on air. It's probably the first time someone has had their dreadlocks done here on Cape Talk. It's a very important part of many people's identities. Not mine, really. My hair doesn't make me, but I am known as the guy with the dreadlocks. Wherever you go, wherever you walk around, I'm particularly known in some parts of Cape Town as a hoi fat rasta, and I'm okay with that. That's okay. People get to know me, get to know one like that. But your thoughts, 021-446-0567. There's a few things that we want to cover today. Nancy in Bonteville, you want to contact, you want to talk about service delivery. How are you?
Yeah, fine, Lester, and good morning. And you look quite sexy, don't worry.
Woofy J, Nancy.
Panekanisini.
What's your issue? Go ahead.
I've got a problem. Mm-hmm. Wednesday morning when we got up, the whole place was flooded with urine and water. Mm-hmm. Lucky enough, it's not a crack. Mm-hmm. And my neighbor SMS and my son-in-law SMS 10 o'clock on Wednesday night. Yesterday afternoon around about 12, I phoned my niece to phone in to, I don't know who they phoned, but it was the council. They said that, yes, they have to wait 24 hours. Mm. Now, I'm in Leicester, everything. It's a beautiful perfume smell.
Oh, wow.
You know, you can't bottle it. The curtains, the bedding, everything.
So it blocked within your house and
no, outside.
Outside. Is it flowing into your house?
Pardon?
So it's not flowing into your house. It is still confined.
Not at the moment, but the storm is coming, and that is what I am worried
about.
What's
a different kind of storm is that, Nancy?
Yes. So I phoned after 3 and I spoke to this gentleman, and he said I must wait 24/7. Now, already Wednesday, Thursday, and today. They might come today. Now, I mean, Lisa, I can't do anything. I can't even cook. I can't even eat because the fumes is beautiful and in the heart of COVID-19.
Don't you have a very good counselor there? Made Ghostbuster music videos, election campaign videos there recently.
I am not interested in the counselors because I'm not living in Harry Potter land. Mm. They make believe this words. Mm. You know the story. But I mean, Lester, it is very, very, it's things that you inhale. Mm. Now, I told them yesterday that I am going to phone you. Mm. Now, I mean, they said they might come 10 o'clock last night. They didn't pitch up. Mm. And look at the time now, Lester. And it's weekend.
Nancy, that the city of Cape Town, I've no political power. I've no power. I probably just have the influence of having a small radio show between 9 and 12. But I put out the call to the city of Cape Town to help Nancy in Bonteville. It's more than 24 hours now that she's been, as you say, smelling the lovely fumes of urine.
It's
outside.
In my bed. I can't. Oh, I tell you, it's in my bed. Bedding in the curtains. I can go stand at the DA or the ANC's offices and ask for detergent and soap powder and things. It comes out of my pension. Mm. I didn't throw rocks and things to make it block. But it's their duty to come unblock, because if I had my way, I would have gone down that main drain and emptied the unblock it, but I can't.
Just hold on the line there, Nancy. Angus McKenzie, Councillor Angus McKenzie, how are you doing, sir?
Good morning, Lester. Good morning. It's good. Thank you.
Very good. You've heard Nancy's call there. What's been happening? She's not been getting any help from the city of Cape Town. More than 24 hours smelling the lovely fumes there.
Sorry, Lester. I didn't get the entire call. I got the tail end where she spoke about the rocks and stuff. Can you quickly brief me?
Nancy, your counselor's listening at the moment. What is your situation? What have you told me?
The main drain is blocked.
Yes, ma'am.
As of Wednesday morning.
Yes,
they've
ma'am.
They've got serial numbers and everything.
All right.
They said so, they might come out today, but it's 12 o'clock and it's weekend. How long must I still wait in the heart of COVID-19?
Okay, Angus?
Absolutely. Look, we've had, I will tell you that I don't know where Nancy exactly stays, but between the Flumboom Street and Feyerboom Street, as well as a bit of Blue Gum Street over the last few days, there has been some sewage flooding in that area. The drain affected was the one in Blue Gum Street. The teams did immediately push out to go and see to that drain. I will be able to forward Nancy or yourself some photos of what was caught in that drain, but I don't think that's the issue. The issue is that obviously there's been no feedback yet on her specific request. And if it's possible that Amy could send me her reference number, I can immediately follow up with that, and then Nancy's...
Just hold on, I'll get you the reference
number. Okay, we'll do that all off air, so that we don't put your personal details out on air, Nancy.
Yeah, let's do that off air, ma'am, because it's going to take up time. I can follow up where the teams are, and then I can get into contact with Nancy immediately after I've followed up on that. No problem, Lester.
Councillor Angus McKenzie, thank you so much, Nancy. We're going to try and sort out your problem. Thanks for getting in touch with us. Nancy, the inborn evil. 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567. You are listening to The Morning Review. It is The Open Line.
Cape Talk.
The Open Line.
Call 021-446-0567.
David in Maitland, good morning. How are you? Let's try that again. David in Maitland, how are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Very good. What's on your mind today?
I've been driven mad by Telkom as a service provider.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've been with Intercom when that was the original service provider, and been with them close to 25 years when the stuff originated in the country. And there's just no service. I mean, the internet connectivity's been down since Tuesday. We've been having problems. Intermittent. Mm-hmm. Mails don't go. Can't connect to the internet. Thankfully, I'm set up at home and I could go home yesterday to pay my staff. But I can't get business emails. I deal with both local as well as international clients. Mm. And everything has come to a standstill. Not only is it at a standstill, but when you're dealing with technicians, they're not competent enough to know what's going on. Mm. Today, the technician instructed me on how to reset my router. I followed the instructions and I've got absolutely no connectivity now. So I've gone from intermittent to nothing.
Gosh.
And, you know, for SME, we're all struggling. We've all been through COVID. We've all had our problems. And this is just the final straw. In fact, by coincidence, Octotello installing fiber to the premises, and I've just signed up to get fiber installed here as soon as possible. Mm. And... yeah, it's just another feather in the cap for Telkom, who are doing everything as a parastatal to destroy small businesses.
What sector are you in? Just to get a picture of what it is you do, David.
Sorry,
what sector? What business do you have?
I have a factory. We manufacture.
Okay. Got two voice notes that have come in.
Lester, good morning. Now, can you see? People blame the political parties if the service is not right. But this lady just showed now. She doesn't want to speak to a counselor. If the official doesn't react, then the next bet is go to your counselor. They will sort it out for you. But when the voting comes in, they don't want to vote the political party because the political party doesn't fix the roads, doesn't fix the potholes. But the problem is, it's the city officials that is not doing their work. Thank you. Frank Retreat.
Thanks so much for that, Frank. Really appreciate the voice note. Nancy is very lucky. Angus McKenzie is a counselor that responds quickly. He's also that time of a cycle where counselors want to respond and they want to see and show that they are responsive. So very, very happy that Angus could come on air with us and respond as quickly as he did. But he did also note that this is something that had been reported as early as Wednesday already. As something as serious as blocked and overflowing drains shouldn't take 48 hours to resolve. So I think Nancy is well within her right. If something were to happen like that in my neighborhood, I would want that resolved in as quickly as possible, not wait from Wednesday. So she has every right to use the channels in which she can get her point across. And she's very lucky that Angus is a council that calls, that answers our calls and listens to the station. So he was quick to respond. So I'm appreciative that Nancy, hopefully, has the situation sorted out as quickly as possible. 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp. 072-5671-567.
Cape Talk. WhatsApp Leicester.
072-567-1567.
I would love to know how long it does take to unclog a blocked drain. If you are in the space of plumbing or public utilities, and you can maybe provide us that context, 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567. Seeing messages here of blocked drains in Boetersig as well. Let's have a quick listen on the voice note line.
Just on the subject of blocked drains, I'm out in Paarl, and recently we had blocked drains to the so badly that I had water flowing out of our flat, out of the washroom at the bottom. It was flowing out through one of the drains, raw sewage out into the parking lot. Fault was reported a few times. Apparently they came out and couldn't find the problem. And eventually the only way that I got it resolved is by literally losing it, screaming and shouting and carrying on like an absolute lunatic. And after that, the problem was resolved, because that's what's required. If you're nice and you go through the proper channels, you get taken for a chat. And that's just what it is. It's really quite frustrating.
I don't necessarily feel that when people call our show and they call the station, they're largely doing this as a last resort. So when people call into us and we ask them, have you followed the procedures? Do you have a reference number? Have you tried these channels before? And in many cases, they say, yes, we have. And that's why we're calling you. I don't blame anyone who decides to call into a radio station thinking that it can help them. Sometimes we can. Many times we can't. Also, we don't necessarily want to become that one-stop shop of solving your problems. That's not my job. My job is to do interviews and to have interesting conversations and have interesting calls, sharing your experiences. We help where we can. But people call in because it is a last hope. It's waiting for 48 hours with a smell of wee drifting into their home. So I don't blame them at all. But we also try and ask them, have you tried these channels before? And if not, then we will try and take on. But we first let them go through the channels first. Brett, on the West Coast, how are you doing, Brett?
Well, thanks, and yourself?
Very good. What's on your mind this morning?
Okay, I just heard you guys calling in and about that service, and I just thought I'd shed some light. I'm with FNB, and I did a passport application online, but couldn't get through on the Home Affairs office to actually book a space. And eventually called into the call center, and a friendly lady at FNB just did the whole thing for me.
Wow.
Yeah, really, really helpful. And I must say, we've just had good service. We have a banker that helps us, Sterenberg, and he is also just, like, very, very good.
Do you still have to go in for your biometrics, though?
Yeah, so I still have to do it, but I'll call back after that. But she set up the whole thing for the biometrics. I mean, she walked me through the whole Home Affairs line, online thing, booked it for me, showed me where I was making the mistake, And she was just so patient with me. It was amazing.
Well, Brett, I'm very glad that you could end us off on a positive note. Brett there on the West Coast says he actually has a positive server story. Got his passport sorted out via FMB, via a private company in partnership with the Department of Home Affairs. Maybe that's a conversation. Is privatization the way to go? And this has been an ongoing debate for quite some time.